sacrifice is a state of grace. I can't grasp it. A life and the way the parts fit together, spare syllables. The way they mesh and bind to look as if there were a form being followed. And like words, a life is work that I as ghostwriter must detail. Hands smeared with ink as blood. It's up to me to get it right, to put the head back on, to line the letters up like corpuscles on the capillary, to bind a point of view to this life. Time after time I find myself, this small figure with no angel, stumbling over nights and words in the book of shadows and souls, its paper black from the travel of my finger on its pages, following along the line of a life. What does it matter, trying to lure lucidity from a story with the ending this apparent? I might as well have stones for eyes and sticks for limbs, I'm that unable to change anything. Today I'm undeterred by the bright shock of possible beauty. A man is dead by his own hand, his open head like a verb slowly descending. His blood pours out in my line. I've read it over and over. I've been stirred by it. Still I can't figure why it doesn't live. A Western god removes a head, then fails to restore it. I wait for him to restore it. I wait for his hands, slowly descending, to feel them heavy on my shoulders. These lines are black fire and exist like a life. The dumb wonder of seeing his face now, nights without sleep. And now, with a throat's cup full of wind, I face squarely the bright light of speech that the dead close their mouths on. This is an offering of cartoonish prayers that come shrouded in my body like solitude. The sentence like a tongue in a higher mouth to make the utterance possible.